Hello, everybody, and welcome to Blowjob 101. I'm your instructor, Elle, and I'm so excited to teach all of you how to suck cock right here, right now, today. Thank you so much for signing up for this course. I didn't know that we would have such a full house. Lucky for you, I found a willing cock, I mean man, to help us today. Isn't that right? Yeah. So I want to take you through a few different ways that we can suck, okay? It'll be really easy whether you're a beginner or a pro. By the end of this class, you will know more about sucking cock than you ever thought possible. I'm so excited. I love the beginning of the school year. It's the fall. We have pumpkin spice lattes, and now we have cum. Because that's really the goal. Let's start there. So the most important thing about getting a blowjob, typically for the recipient, is that they get to cum. Now, you might be thinking, well, I don't want cum. And that is incorrect. You do, you just don't know that you do yet. And I'm here to help you with that. The thing is, you have to think about cum as, say, your payment. If you do a good job, you get cum. If you don't, then you don't get cum. At a certain point, once you suck enough cock, cum is, well, the currency. And you start to crave it. You want to get paid for your hard work, don't you? But that's only after you get really good. And I don't think any of you are there yet. Yet. Keyword. So, okay. All of you have dildos out in front of you. Yeah. You're also pretty too. Can you do me a favor though and take your clothes off, please? Yeah. I want to see your tits. And plus, you'll suck better if your tits are out. Okay? Good girls. Oh, good girls. Good, good, good. Perfect. Now, here's what I want you to do. I will actually be on my knees in front of the class with our wonderful volunteer. Everyone give him a hand one more time. And then y'all will be at your desks doing exactly what I do on your dildos. Okay? Okay. Perfect. So, let me get on my knees. Okay, so he's not hard yet. That won't last for long. Here, why don't you look at all these girls? Yeah. Hey, girls, play with your tits. Yeah, just rub your nipples. Play with them. I want him to get very, 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 very hard, okay? And that's key. So this is part of a blowjob, right? You really want to set the scene. You could just go in, start sucking like crazy, but where's the fun in that? Half the fun of giving a blowjob is the anticipation of it. So see, look, I take my tits out, my big bouncy tits. I start to rub them. I look at him in the eyes. See, look. Even though he could be looking at this entire class of women, his eyes are fixated on me. Why is that? Because I have those fuck me eyes right now. And that's key, okay? You say so much with your eyes. Practice. I know you only have these dildos in front of you, but hold it up to your lips, just like how his cock is resting on my bottom lip. Look all the way up, like you're starving, like you haven't eaten in a fucking month, and the only thing that you want to taste is his cock. The level of desperation that I need you to have is probably one you've yet to experience, but when you start getting these massive loads of cum, it will be real for you. You will actually want it that bad. So now, he probably wouldn't mind if I just took this all the way down my throat right away, right? But we have to delay the gratification just a little bit. So, with your dildos, I want you to just suck on the tip like this. This is when you get the pre-cum. And we love pre-cum. It's like an appetizer. Almost like you're just making out with the tip of his cock. And maintain that eye contact. I promise you look so sexy right now. Sometimes people think it's degrading to give head, but you know how much power you have when you have a cock in your fucking mouth? You know how much power there is in choosing to worship a cock? Now, let's suck a bit more, okay? You should get like midway down. Wrap your lips around your teeth. You basically want to make your mouth feel like a pussy. And don't wipe any drool off your face. Keep it there. Good girl. Look how messy you're all getting. You're all doing incredible. Now, right before I start to intensely suck, this is when I like to ask a little question, like, does this feel good, Daddy? Yeah. Do my lips feel good? Wrapped around that perfect cock? Am I a good girl, Daddy? Yeah. Do I worship your cock like the best slut, Daddy? Keep going, everybody. Yeah. So it's not going down your throat yet, but you are taking most of it, or as much as you can fit, into your mouth, okay? As much as you can possibly fit without it actually going into your throat. Not yet. And this is when you want to increase speed. Now you've basically let him know that you're going to be a good girl for him. And the prospect of that alone is intoxicating. So now you have to show him. Keep sucking. Look. Oh, you're all doing so good. And I'm so proud of you. So many good girls here today, huh? Oh, are you guys getting turned on? Yeah. You know, one of the best things to do when you suck cock is rub that little fucking clit. Rub that swollen, aching clit. Make yourself feel good. Then when you moan onto his cock, it'll send little vibrations right down his shaft. Now we've sucked for a little bit. Now we're gonna try some throat stuff, okay? I know this is where everyone gets really, really nervous, but here's what you have to remember. Most people are not naturally good at deep throating. It takes practice. Some people just don't have a gag reflex, but I am happy to report to you that I have an extremely sensitive gag reflex, and I still give top tier blowjobs and deep throat. Now, everybody handles it differently. For me personally, I tend to just entirely ignore when I gag. I just don't care. And I think there's something kind of sexy about that, like ignoring my body's physical fucking rejection just so I can please, you know what I'm saying? But not everyone will be able to do that right away, and that's okay. You go at a pace that works for you, but just know, gagging is actually pretty hot. So don't see it as a bad thing or something to be ashamed of. Just fucking gag like a good slut. You'll see, even to this day, I continue to gag. But if anything, it's only made my partners hornier. Because God, am I fucking dedicated. You know? So tilt your head all the way back, okay? Get your throat aligned with the opening of your mouth. And you're just gonna shove that dildo down there. In my particular case, I'm actually going to go up on this desk so I can lean my head over it and he can just go right into my throat that way. Since you all have dildos, you won't need to do that. But in general, this is one of the best positions for getting throat fucked. Make sure that you really trust your partner though, because once someone's fucking your throat in this position, it's basically impossible for you to escape. But I'm kind of into that. Okay. Okay, babies. Now make sure you put it down your throats, okay? I want to hear those gags. Let me hear those pretty gags. You ready to fuck my throat? Yeah? Okay. You should have drool dripping all the way down your fucking face at this point, okay? And if you don't, you're not doing it right. Let me see. No, you could get it further down your throat, honey. You don't look fucked up enough. Your eyes need to be fucking watering. You keep going. You keep going. Watch me. Yeah. Watch how I take it down my throat. Watch how you see the fucking bulge through my throat. Yeah. One thing I forgot to mention is, the more that you get throat fucked, the more to turn you on. Because you know that you're gonna get calm soon. Oh, fuck. And your teacher is really close to coming right now. I want you all to come with me, okay? So let's rub your pussies. Get those dildos down your fucking throat. You do whatever it fucking takes, okay? You do whatever it fucking takes to take it in your throat. And you make sure you fucking come while it's there. Okay? This is the first step of training. You got that? You little fucking sluts, yeah? Good girls. So I have cum in my mouth, but the rest of you obviously don't. Don't swallow right away. Blood with Abraham. Get all over your tongue. And then swallow. Wow. I love teaching this class, I have to say. I heard all of you coming when I came. You must have really liked it, huh? You feel like you learned some good pointers today? Yeah? Well, if you want, our next class, I will have live models here for each and every one of you. So that way, we'll see if your skills are actually worthy of cum. Okay, now go get yourselves cleaned up because you're all a fucking mess, as you should be. And hopefully I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for attending my class today. I'm so grateful to have you all. Have a good day.